Previously on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
We're done!
Very well.
Jason, and your name?
Someone dangerous. It'd be in your best interest to stay away from him.
I know how much you dread this place, Captain. Allow me to take your place.
All right.
Within 6 months, King Zerith is to return with Koharu Kimura.
They ran into a trap. Those bastards. They were waiting for us. Kuro. He didn't plan on escaping.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised. Your Highness!
What?
We have an emergency.
Spit it out.
Kuro was taken by Kilahara.
There were three of you. How could you let this happen?
I was on lookout outside of the castle and they got ambushed. Kuro forced Kisume to leave and tried to hold them off. By the time I got there, he wouldn't let me intervene.
A self-sacrifice?
Yes, Your Highness.
Did you get the target?
No, Your Highness. We couldn't make it in time.
How long was the trip?
2.5 days if we're speedy.
Get all the mercenaries in the war room. We need to devise a plan and all of you need to leave before dusk.
So quickly?
If he doesn't entertain them, they'll kill him and take the remnant off his body.
What about the target?
Get him on the way back. There's enough of you to accomplish that.
What about you, Your Highness?
I have to stay here. There's duties I have to tend to.
Will you be all right?
I will be. Now go.
Am I being too harsh on him? I know that I have every right to be truly angry, but something doesn't feel right. Lady Penelope?
Yes, Lady Anne?
Where are you from?
It's a small little village called Aerith. You probably haven't heard of it before.
Aerith? I believe I have heard of it before.
You have? That's surprising.
It's further east, right? I'm from Arendoyle.
Oh, we were neighbors. I didn't stay there too long, though. I was sent here to become a lady-in-waiting for Her Majesty.
Do you ever feel homesick?
Constantly. But I feel that if I leave here, I'd miss this place even more. Maybe I can ask my father to bring something from Arendoyle for you.
Is he a merchant?
He's the Lord.
Oh! My apologies.
No need, it's not a big deal. Actually, I've heard Arendoyle's quite busy these days.
Oh?
My father wrote me at the beginning of the year and told me so. He said that workers came in and started rebuilding. Lots of traders coming and going as well.
Who would send builders there? Arendoyle isn't a very well-known village.
Apparently, DuPont sent them. Their crops were faring poorly after that fire, so they decided to assist. It seems that Arendoyle has been put back on the map.
Huh.
Is something wrong?
No, I'm just thinking.
It isn't from Her Majesty, but it was in the mail today.
I wonder who it's from.
I don't know. They didn't put a return address, so maybe it's a one-time thing.
Maybe.
If you need anything in the capital, let me know.
Wait!
Yes?
Do you know any reliable sources in the castle?
Reliable sources?
Like, someone who knows anything about everything.
Maybe the captain would know?
Captain Kina?
Yes, she's very analytical and extremely observant. She's honest, maybe a little too honest at times, but she strives for the truth.
Do you know where she may be?
My guess would be the barracks.
Thank you, Lady Penelope.
Anytime, Lady Anne. All right, I'll be back in an hour.
Good luck! Is this from Zane? A white rose covered with thorns. May you prick my skin with unknown certainty. May your vines pierce my heart and blossom in my soul. A flower so sweet, hidden in the depths of Renook's garden. A black vine threatens to strangle thine roots. With my hands, I will tear. My teeth, I'll grit. My skin, I will cut. Your flower will shine, spackled in red. For that black vine, I'll kill him dead.
They what?
He was captured.
He wouldn't run with me. I kept trying to force him, but he wouldn't budge.
Goddess, what are we going to do?
We need to get him out as quickly as possible.
When are we going?
We need to leave by dusk. The trip is 2.5 days if we hurry.
Are we all going?
Yes.
Kisame, I can't believe you!
I'm sorry. I tried to do what I could.
Leah, get off his case. He couldn't help it.
But he could've. All he had to do was keep going with him.
He couldn't run. He was injured.
Leah, it would be too risky to have Kisame carry Kuro. It's better to have one than both of them.
Or, if he tried a little harder, he would be home by now.
At ease.
Your Highness, what course of action should we take?
You need to break into 3 groups. Rogue, Break, and Sight. Saren, Riley, and Katayan, you're on Rogue. Your mission is to rescue the target. Right now, he isn't our main priority, but if you can find a weakness in the castle, we can come back another time. Jacob and Kisame, you're on Sight. If you see anything suspicious, let everyone else know through your amulet. Only attack if necessary. Captain and Aurelia, you're on Break. You need to get Kuro out of wherever he is in that castle.
But...
You know the interior of that castle the best. You can't let it get to you. Not this time. Kuro's life is in your hands.
Yes, Your Highness.
Don't fail me again.
Yes, Sire.
I'm staying back and tending to the castle's needs. The lack of a cord makes it difficult for me to attend missions.
Why not have one of us stay behind?
No man will be left behind. If you don't bring Kuro back, don't come back. You're useless to me if you can't bring a single man back. Every person is necessary.
Then come with us.
Didn't I just say?
It'd be safer for you, Your Highness.
Who's going to run the castle? Her Majesty? There isn't a single person that can simply take my place.
But...
What is with all of you? Can you not take my commands as they are? I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. I don't require your suggestions, and I most definitely don't need any of you telling me what's best for me. I'll be fine on my own. I expect all of you to return within 5 days. Depart once all supplies are filled. Go get ready. Captain, I'd like your opinion.
Yes, Your Highness?
Do you see me as the hero? Or as the villain?
Pardon?
I don't... like repeating myself.
I see you as the hero, Sire.
I don't think I clarified it enough. I want your honest opinion.
I am being honest, Your Highness.
Be safe on the trip. Take good measures and think with a clear head.
Yes, Sire. Please look out for any potential trouble.
I'll do as I please.
Are they leaving? Jacob!
Really, Anne? What are you doing here?
Where's the captain?
Why?
I need to talk to her.
About?
If I wanted to tell you, I would have told you.
Sorry. She's in her room.
Thanks. Captain?
Come in.
Oh, Lady Anne. Is something the matter?
I've come to you because many say that you're an honest woman. And I'm seeking the truth in a pond of lies.
Of course, Lady Anne. Is this about the scandal between Duchess Luminia and Duke Manon?
Shh.
Is this about His Royal Highness?
How did you...
I've barely been here today, and he's highly irritable.
I just want the truth, and you're the only other person that really knows him.
Ask, and I'll answer to the best of my abilities. I don't have much time currently, so I can only give you the shortened version.
Did Zane set Arendoyle on fire?
No, he didn't.
Then who did?
Lord Barhawk.
How did he...
That I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask the Royal Highness himself.
Why did Zane force Jacob to leave me?
Jacob broke the rules in his contract.
Broke the rules?
Mercenaries are forbidden from courting. We can't have loved ones.
Why?
It'd be selfish for us to die in battle and leave them in grief with the rest of their family.
Is he using me?
No, he's not. I don't see how he could use you.
What do you mean?
You came here without money and without power. You don't fit the criteria for His Royal Highness to use you. I'm just being honest.
Then, does he actually love me?
Of course.
He does?
You're the only woman he's ever loved.
Lately, I've grown restless. It's funny. I was never one for sleep. I've rarely had the time or patience to just avoid all thought and lay there, waiting for the night to take me. It's never bothered me much. I haven't gotten a full night's rest since I was just 16. You tend to forget that sleep is a great way to avoid the reality of things. But even my dreams are haunted by her. It's unbearable. I've lost all humility for myself. There the letters were. I've read them over and over again, reminiscing of when she could bear to even look at me. This one is different. I remember writing this. My dearest Rilianne, seeing you at the ball was my greatest pleasure. You made my night, as you have done for most of my days as well. Discovering that you reciprocated feelings for me left my heart pounding. To be honest, I've never really loved. I'm not exactly sure I understand the concept to its fullest. I plan on trying my best. This is because I know few things to be completely true, but I am entirely sure about the way you make me feel. Rilianne Duvan, you make my heart stop. You bring color into my life. I find myself smiling when I think of you. There's dried remnants of spilled ink covering the rest of the paper. I recalled being so flustered writing this right after the ball. I was lucky not to send it. It doesn't matter what I feel for her. She's the same as everyone else. How can you say you love someone and accuse them of such a betrayal? I'm not an innocent man. I'm well aware of that fact. But I'm not a liar. Not to her, never to her. At least with the things that matter. Does that make me a hypocrite? She called me a hypocrite. She called me many things, a hypocrite, overbearing, insane. If she thought me overbearing, she could have said something.
I thought she enjoyed my company. Was I really so harsh? I could have faced her head on with a few more things. I didn't have to follow her around for 2 days straight. She shouldn't have run. Minervia, did I really yell at her in such a way? I've only fed into her perception of me like that. She's still grieving. That night was traumatic for her. I never even told her the truth. I should have told her the truth. She wouldn't have accepted it. She's stuck in her own beliefs from the half-assed story she got from Wyndham, even though she refuses to be around me. Like I said, none of this matters. The truth won't do anything for us. The verses were wrong. Eternal love doesn't exist. It's all heartbreak and betrayal.
Excuse me.
What?
You're in no position to be claiming that.
And why should I listen to you?
The verses are about me, dumbass.
Oh. Right.
Is that all it takes to denounce Minervia? One instance of heartbreak.
That was the only chance at love I had. No one is going to trust me. I'm the villain.
Get over yourself.
What?
I've been listening to you moan and whine for far too long. Do you think eternal love is easy? Do you think Minervia didn't face heartbreak? Everyone hated her mere existence. She fought for a place in the world. She fought to love eternally.
She's a god.
She suffered in ways you could never understand. But she always fought.
And how'd that work out for her?
Do you have a death wish? Because it can be arranged. You did this to yourself. Now, you can either fix it or you can suffer. But if you think Minervia would choose to suffer, you clearly weren't paying attention in church.
The tavern was dimly lit. Chatter and the stench of mead filled the room. The best part about it? It's nothing like the castle. If I'm being honest, I've never actually been to a pub before. I've never had the time nor the desire to go to one. I kept thinking about what the captain said to me. You're the only woman he's ever loved. If she's right, then it might offer an explanation for a few things. People always act like fools with their first love. They get so caught up in the romanticism of it all that they forget there's a person there. Nobody wants their first love to hate them. Everything should be roses and magic. I can't expect him to understand love. I don't understand it myself. It's an explanation, not a justification. The captain says it wasn't him. How do I even find the truth? Is it even possible? Oh, great.
You sure look pensive.
What are you doing here?
Same reason as you, just getting a drink. You don't seem to have one, though.
I'm not really a drinker.
Well, that's no fun.
Do you need something?
Let me buy you a drink.
I don't want one.
Oi! Two drinks over here. I get it. You're probably all burnt out of that stuffy castle job. Drink up.
I told you I didn't want one.
Well, I already paid for it. You wouldn't want to be rude now, would you?
Fine. This is disgusting.
All alcohol is gross, but it gets the job done. Like I was saying, I completely understand why you'd be so tired after spending all day at that castle. I wouldn't be able to stand it.
Hmm.
You're a lady for the queen, aren't you?
I already told you, I'm a maid.
You're lying, though. I can tell.
Can you?
Of course I can.
All right, then. Explain it.
Well, you're too clean, and you're dressed too fine to be a maid.
I take care of myself just fine. I save my money.
If you saved your money, you wouldn't be spending it on jewelry. You'd be looking for another job.
Why?
No maid actually wants to stay in the castle. Like I said, it's stuffy. And who wants to clean for the rest of their life?
I'm quite good at it. It's relaxing.
Why do you want to lie to me so badly?
Why do you care so much? You don't see me questioning you like this.
Ask away. I'll answer anything you want to know.
Fine then. I will. You're a traveling performer?
Like I said.
What do you do?
I'm a poet.
A poet?
Indeed. You may have heard some of my work.
I'm not really one for poetry.
That's a shame.
So, how does one get entangled with a performing troupe?
I was young, around 18, I think. I didn't know what to do with myself. I felt trapped. They came to my village, and I begged them to take me with them.
You felt trapped?
My father was murdered. I felt like he was haunting me.
Oh, Enyo. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, Annie. There were a lot of things going on. Nobody controlled the situation.
Did they ever catch who killed him?
Nope. But I know who it is. There's no need to look so sad. My father was a good man. He'd hate to see people cry over his death. The gods are fair. Things will handle themselves.
What am I doing here?
Any more questions?
Are you dangerous?
Do you think I'm dangerous?
I'm sorry. I have to go.
What?
Could you move, please? You're blocking my way.
Annie.
I'm sorry about your father, Jason.
The boat rocked lightly back and forth against the soft waves of the ocean. It was late. Guilt hung heavy in my heart as I stared out into the sky. We set sail a few hours ago. I've been on my feet nonstop since my return from Kilahara. The fatigue is starting to get to me. I can't stop thinking about Kuro. I don't know what they'll do to him. I don't know if they haven't already done it. It's difficult traveling with such a large group. Prince Zane never sends us all at once. We're too loud, too clunky.
Captain!
Is something the matter?
Oh, keep watch for the next few hours. You should go. Rest a bit.
All right, then. Thank you. You should be resting.
Can't sleep.
We're all going to need our energy for this mission to be successful.
I know, Captain, but I've never been able to sleep on missions. You should rest, though. You've had a long day. You too, Calzo.
Me? I'm fine.
Go to bed, Kitsume.
Why?
Before you look at me like that one more goddamn time, I'm going to cut your head off, boil it, then put it on a pike.
What is your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm fine.
Obviously not. You've been meaning to pick a fight with him all day.
I'm not trying to pick anything.
Then shut up for once.
Oh, great.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Shut your mouth. You're just agitating everyone. You know, you're taking this whole Kuro thing really personally.
At least I care. You're looking at this ordeal like it's a minor inconvenience.
I'm not taking out my frustrations on a child like you.
Oh, so now he gets to be a child? All he does is bitch and moan about getting treated like a child, but now he gets to use it to stay out of trouble? If he wants to be an adult, then he gets the adult punishment.
Leah, I'm sure he feels guilty enough as it is. It wasn't his fault they were trapped.
Does he feel guilty? Because he's sitting over there, making faces at me.
Of course I feel guilty. Kudo's my friend.
You left him in there alone.
You think I wanted to do that? You think I wanted to leave him to die?
Enough! Do you really think fighting is going to solve any of this? Kuro isn't going to die. This isn't anybody's fault.
Beg to differ.
Aurelia, take a walk.
Fine then. I'm sick of this stuffy room anyway.
Thank you, Captain.
Go to sleep, Kisume.
Captain.
Yes, Jacob?
I think there's something you need to know.
I need to know a lot of things.
As do I. But it's about the remnants.
The remnants?
What did you find out?
Well, it's a long story, but hear me out.
Shorten it. We're about to reach the outskirts of Kilahara.
So, I had an altercation with Prince Zane.
You what?
He wanted to fight me, but only if I fought him.
It's better than getting a chair thrown at you.
He's unbelievably strong. You'd think that a man who sits in his office all day would be very weak, but no. I almost lost to him.
Jeez, you're getting old, Jacob.
Zane and I are practically the same age.
Isn't he only 2 to 3 years younger than you?
See? Practically the same age.
What does this have to do with the remnant?
I was able to tap into its power.
How did you?
I don't know, honestly. I just started breathing weird and poof. My eyes started glowing white.
Were you able to use it?
I was. When I touched my eyes, it seemed to dance around my fingers. It was weird.
What was your power?
Wind. What's so funny?
Jacob, wind dumb. Cut the wind magics.
Ah! Shut up.
That's quite peculiar, though.
Yeah, it is. I wonder...
What do you think, Adelena?
Is it because of Yuri's remnant?
What do you mean?
He didn't tell you?
He has Yuri's remnant?
It's embedded into his arm.
Oh, God.
Is that why he didn't want to talk about his altercation with Yuri?
Perhaps. Captain, did you know?
I did not. I just saw that he was bleeding.
By the time I got to look at it, it was already healed over. The doctor passed it off as a previous scar.
He's insane.
Absolutely.
How did he get it into his body?
I wish I knew.
We stopped at an old abandoned house covered in ashes. It wasn't the most ideal place for us to go, but what choice do we have? Look alive. We need to head in. Rouge, take the east. If the target is anywhere, they'd be in either the east wing or the dungeon. Break, we'll take the south. If you can't find it, either find us or head back here. If you hear any commotion, inform Sight through the communication amulet. Then, let's go. To the right,
There's a staircase. We both go down.
Right.
Aren't those men creepy?
They are. They walk around here like demons.
That's what I was saying. With the weird glowing eyes and the sporadic movements.
Yep, Her Highness intends on keeping them.
Maybe she has something for them.
Might be.
This is the place.
Something doesn't feel right here.
Let's keep moving. Leah!
Kuro! Help me open it!
There he is. He's in a small iron cage with his hands and feet bound. The water. Disgusting brown water filled up the hole. It stood at the base of his chest, sloshing back and forth with his movements. Oh, goddess.
You're going down, Cap.
Right. Don't worry. We're getting you out. Hey, I'm okay. Don't worry.
Is he all right?
Who?
He's all right.
He's fine. Just a little roughed up.
It builds character, doesn't it?
That it does. I'm alive. Wait right there. We're going to get you out. Can you climb it?
I can try.
Nakano, I need you to tie a harness.
Yes, ma'am.
You ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Pull!
Can you walk?
Somewhat. You came too, Leo?
Breathe. Just breathe. Remember your training. Remember who you're fighting for. Remember what you're fighting for.
Halt!
Don't you dare take another step.
Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out.
Captain, what do we do?
Put your hands up. You're under arrest.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Captain, what are you doing?
Redhead, put your hands up. You're under arrest by the Kingdom of Kilahara.
I could feel something within me. A new sensation that I've never felt before.
What's going on?
What's happening to her?
Is that a demon?
Put your hands up.
My vision was stained a bright red, something I've never encountered before. Slowly, I lifted my hands up, touching my face.
Men! Aim!
I touched my eyes, feeling a liveliness in my fingertips. My skin felt awake, and my body felt alive.
Set!
Is this what Jacob was talking about?
Fire!
What the?
I looked back, seeing Leah experiencing the same thing. The remnants. They're responding to each other.
Behind her!
We need to get out of here!
Agreed. Quickly, before it wears off. Run! Seal it!
Let's go!
Our glow had yet to wear off, like Jacob said. Was this permanent? Will it ever go away? Break team, mission completed.
Break team, hurry home.
We have one injured.
One injured? Break team, on their way. Lena, what happened?
There was a suspicious character appearing around us, so we started patrolling. We ran into Rouge, so we decided that it'd be better to stick together.
Captain, what happened to you?
That can wait. How did this happen?
We got ambushed and had Lena separated from the group. Saren broke away to go look for her, and here we are now.
Saren.
No, I can't lose another one. Please, not this time, not this time.
Catalina was unconscious, her skin pale. She can't die in our hands. She's barely had a life to live. I know what I can do. Leah and Kuro crouched down, almost knowing what I was thinking. We touched the light within our eyes and placed our hands over Surin's. It was quiet for a moment. It felt like the world was standing still. I looked up at Surin, whose eyes glowed with a violent green light. The smoke around his fingers spun around his arms and into his tattoos.
Captain, look!
I looked around me. A heavy bed of grass grew under me. Plants grew around the remnants of the broken building, as if years were passing. Surin pressed down on her wound as a soft light emitted from the newfound grass. Quickly, everything dried and decayed, browning as if winter had just come. The wound was gone. Surin, she's alive. How did... We need to leave this place. If we stay here any longer, they'll find us.
What about the target?
Forget the target. This was our main goal. In the distance, I can hear them. Not people. No. Hounds. Take the north and cross over to Balsena. I'll take east.
But Captain!
Follow my orders. I know what I'm doing. I'll meet up with you at Aina. From there, we'll go home.
Good luck, Captain.
As to you. The hounds won't be able to catch us. If I remember correctly, they aren't smart enough to follow two paths. I did it.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, starring Chara Lynn as Seoko Kina, Eric Smith as Zane DeMonte, and Julia Orsborn as Rillian Duvon. Featuring roles by Levi Coulter as Leah, Anthony Rodriguez as Kisume, Sabrina May as Riley, EJ De Jesus as Saren, Amy Miller as Katayan, Nick Richardson as Jacob, Bella Cherish as Catalina, Ranger H. Fox as Argus, Cassius Hodges as Jason, Rodrigo Tamayo as Kuro, Ray Walker as Guard, and Michael Naiman as Guard. If you're enjoying the show, please consider supporting us by following our Instagram at Chapter 15 Studios or our Twitter at CH 15 Studios. He Who Forsakes the Crown will return on March 4th. We hope you enjoy.